Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, designing custom decks for outdoor relaxation and entertaining. Details at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. Today is Tuesday, June 17th. I'm Ula Kuziz. The bullet-related injury clinic in St. Louis, known as The Brick, is one of dozens of area nonprofits that recently lost federal funding. But that isn't stopping them from helping the community heal through acupuncture after a tornado tore through St. Louis last month.
No, what I'm not going to do is stand here and be a victim. Because St. Louis can't afford for me to stand here and be a victim. Because that's not what we are.
St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley has more on this program coming up after this news on The Gateway. The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department yesterday released body camera footage of officers responding to the May 16th tornado. In the 2.5-minute edited video, officers climb through debris and talk to residents who are trapped within their homes. Police Chief Robert Tracy says in the video that the tornado has changed the city forever.
I've seen firsthand the incredible strength and resilience from you, our community, and our neighbors. And that's what gives us hope for what's ahead.
Yesterday marked 1 month since the tornado hit St. Louis, killing 5 people and damaging thousands of buildings. Leaders of 2 nonprofit groups involved in bolstering North St. Louis neighborhoods plan to keep helping out St. Louis's tornado victims. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on how the For the Ville Emergency Hub could make an impact after its closure.
InvestSTL's Dara Eskridge and For the Ville's Aaron Williams helped open the For the Ville Emergency Hub shortly after the May 16th tornado. It shut down after providing critical supplies and housing stabilization to tornado victims. Eskridge says plans are in the works for a direct cash assistance program, which could help people waiting for federal or state aid.
The direct cash assistance is meant to be something that can be more immediate and far more flexible than most government programs can be.
As of Monday morning, backers of the direct cash program have raised nearly 65% of their $4 million goal. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
You can listen to Rosenbaum's conversation with Eskridge and Williams at stlpr.org or wherever you find your St. Louis on the Air podcasts. The local machinists union is scheduled to start contract negotiations with Boeing today. Last fall, a 7-week strike in Washington state that shut down Boeing factories there was ended by an agreement that included a 38% general wage increase over 4 years. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers District 837 president told the St. Louis Business Journal that he's striving for a similar agreement. The strike in Washington was closely followed by nearly 700 layoffs at Boeing locations in the St. Louis area. A final contract vote is set for July 27th, the day that the current contract expires. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is slamming the Trump administration for deploying the National Guard in California in an effort to quell protests against the president's immigration policies. Pritzker says it's very unusual and a move that'll hurt the president politically. This comes after thousands of people gathered last weekend for anti-Trump rallies across Illinois. Pritzker says he doesn't think Trump will call the military to Illinois, but he is expecting to see more federal immigration authorities.
I don't know exactly how big the force will be, but I do know that he has used other law enforcement along with ICE to carry out his, you know, ill-conceived mission to go after people who frankly are paying taxes and they're law-abiding.
Meanwhile, Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is supporting a lawsuit over Trump's use of military force in California. Because electric transmission lines can be both a cause and a casualty of wildfires, the Missouri Public Service Commission is requesting information from investor-owned electric and gas utilities serving Missouri on strategies to prevent wildfires, as well as how the companies plan to respond when they occur. Jamie Myers is Public Service Commission advisor.
Once we've gathered this information, we really hope to use that to develop best practices. And from there, make sure each one of our utilities has a plan in place that is based off of these best practices.
Dry air and high winds resulted in a number of wildfires across the state in March. The Federal Emergency Management Agency puts most mid-Missouri counties in the relatively moderate or relatively low-risk category for wildfires. The St. Louis region will be under an air quality alert today from 10 in the morning until 8 tonight. The St. Louis Clean Air Partnership issued this alert because of high ozone. The pollutant is expected to reach levels that could cause breathing problems for young kids, older adults, and people with respiratory illness. The Clean Air Partnership says people in those groups should reduce outdoor activity. Smog is mostly made up of ozone. It comes from power plants, gas cars, and other smaller sources like gas station pumps. On hot, humid days, ozone is more likely to build up. The bullet-related injury clinic in St. Louis, known as the BRIC, is helping the community heal through acupuncture in the aftermath of the tornado that tore through St. Louis last month. The nonprofit is one of dozens of organizations that lost half of their federal funding just before the storm. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wimbley reports, organizers say that isn't stopping them from getting resources to residents who need them.
I'm at Fountain Park, right across the street from Centennial Church. Several organizations like the World Central Kitchen and Scoops of Joy are handing out food, water, ice cream, and other supplies. And those calming music tones, well, that's sound therapy.
All right, so what we do is we do 5 points. We call it an Accu Detox. It was created by the Black Panthers back in the 70s to help people get off of opiates. What it does, it addresses pain, anxiety, fear, anger, and grief.
That's Eric Bolton. He's a co-outreach manager at the Bullet-Related Injury Clinic in St. Louis. It's been several weeks since the tornado displaced hundreds of local residents, and the organization is offering acupuncture to help people relax. 61-year-old Annette Smith is among a handful of people with their feet propped up and taking in the sounds. She says relaxation is exactly what she needs after her home and some of her other properties in Fountain Park were damaged by the May 16th tornado. Her properties are right across the street from the community outreach event. She says she first became acquainted with the BRIC after she was shot in the back by a stray bullet that came through a window at her home in July 2021.
Because I wouldn't even go in my bedroom because I had so much anxiety. So I had PTSD, and they would talk me through it, and it was like I thought I was having a mental breakdown.
Smith says they not only helped her back then, but the BRIC is still helping her now.
It's very important for the BRIC to be in the community because he helps so many people. You know, just a lot of different things that they do, and we need that in the community.
Diane Drolinger is the CEO of the Network for Strong Communities, which services over 3,500 nonprofit volunteers in the state and in southwestern Illinois. When asked how much federal money nonprofits in Missouri are losing, Drolinger says it's hard to pinpoint in the changing landscape. Most importantly, she says it's the people missing out on services who should be prioritized.
If we don't have the infrastructure to do the work that we do with a growing need that is changing and being enhanced every day, then it's a family, it's an individual, it's an older adult, it's a person who's differently abled, it's all sorts of folks who are not getting the services that they need.
Dozens of nonprofits in Missouri and across the country have been facing federal funding cuts, including the BRIC. In addition to helping people recover from bullet injuries, the group has also provided essential hygiene products, food, and therapeutic care to thousands of people in the St. Louis region before and after the storm. But just before the tornado, the nonprofit learned it would no longer be receiving half of a $2 million federal grant as President Donald Trump's administration continues implementing spending cuts. Dr. L.J. Punch is a trauma surgeon and founder of the Bullet-Related Injury Clinic and the TSTL, a holistic harm reduction program.
No, what I'm not going to do is stand here and be a victim, because St. Louis can't afford for me to stand here and be a victim, because that's not what we are. At the same time, I think the federal government should be held accountable to the way it has shifted its values away from what the community needs most.
Punch says the loss of funding means they'll need to get more creative.
Because if the federal government no longer thinks the community is the root of community safety, we need local and other kinds of, innovative funding that recognizes the singular role of community and community safety.
In the meantime, Punch says the BRIC will continue serving, especially during a time when the city needs it most. I'm Lucretia Wimbley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Brian Moline edited that report. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Arla Kuziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.